One is up. Hell yeah. Just making noise out there. Listen, you don't know what's going on inside of him. He had to let it out. He has no control. Oh, because of the surprise. Because it could just be. Ridiculous. Went real interesting last week. Today's going to be very different. Hello, Josh. We are in the Josh, actually, in between sessions, I bought another Cataclysm scroll. Oh. I don't think so. Now, that confuses me. Was it actually called Heroes Feast before? Okay. I for some reason I thought that it already had a different name. I don't know where that came from, but A little ginger. Definitely need some ginger. Yeah. Oh, so it's thick. Because you have to use a straw. It could happen at any moment. Yeah, put him in jail. Oh, thank you. I've not done it, but I appreciate it. Well, now it's interesting you say that because I'm feeling like it's growing in strangely, but I'm glad it looks good on camera. Okay, see, that's what I was going for, so I'm really excited to hear that. Yes. Not gay. I said I'm deeply closeted. I think he's stuck here. That's been very integral to, I guess, the campaign. Is it related to your badge? I don't know what badge I have or what it does. Well, the Cosmeturge badge was elite, or is. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm trying to scroll back up to find them. Oh, here they are. Because you're adding 25, they're adding 6 or 7. Right. Is there no save for this? It just happens. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. Are you insinuating that a weapon would not be reduced by this? I see. Thank you. Oh. I think that with his turn, he's going to use three actions to begin redemption arc. Yeah. He's going to judge himself with it. Wait, does he just do that, or did that happen because the gem was hit last time? Thick. I don't know, like, yeah, I know I can. I'm wondering if I should. 'Cause I'm gonna get walloped. Oh. That's crazy. Wow. Oh, I'm gonna hit Dimex. Josh, does it look like Dimex is below his maximum HP? Unless it's tied to the other turn. All right, so the sword is gone. I'm going to attack with extreme prejudice. Is there a way to, oh, keep higher, right? Is that advantage in this game? Let's roll and see what happens. Sweet. I'm gonna roll damage. He's slowed one from my greater frost rune. I did. I'm going to do that next. Oh, warp glass spike. Yeah. Oh, the warp wave. I do not have sufficient permission to view the sheet for this rollable table. Ooh. Okay, so this. Yes, there are no available results which can be drawn from this table. It looks kind of like. Oh, result details. I see there's like stuff typed in here. Josh, don't panic. I see the condition items are here. I don't know why. All right, I got a two. Let's consult the table. A two is confused and, god damn it, gains 4d6 temporary hit points. But he is confused. Oh. Okay. I just rolled two of the d6s. I didn't do it the way I was intending on doing it. That's. All right, so let's roll the other 2d6 together now. All right, he gets 18 temporary hit points. No, it's. Oh, yeah, that was the D8 to roll the warp wave. So I did damage. He's slowed one, he's confused. There's no one for the lightning to jump to, so we ignore that. I don't really see the point in pushing him. I mean, yeah, I believe he does. The next thing I'm going to do is grab Divex with my healer's gloves and unleash the healing of the greater healer's gloves. That's 30 hit points. And then I think I'll just do a certain strike. I think I only did one last week. I believe I've hit again, but this time in a more standard fashion. Let's do another 59 points. Now I push him. Yeah. And then I'm going to raise my shield with my final action. Yes. I don't know how long the warp wave lasts. Oh. I rolled a 3. That's pretty sick. Oh. Whoa. Oh. Okay. I mean, what are you gonna do? So I had consumed a potion of retaliation. So he's going to take 3d6 cold damage. Points. Warp glass. Now, does that let him roll two different things? Oh, from Rowan. Are they treated individually? Wow. I don't know what that means. Me either. It lights up as if it's selectable, but the but I can just roll a fort save over it, you know. I don't think I have any. What does Death Ward do? Oh, damn. I was the two, but I think I'm going to use my hero point because I would love to juggernaut my way out of this. I got a multi-crit. Well, I also have Juggernaut, so even if it was a regular success. I just kind of cover with my shield. Ooh. Two. Oh, I didn't like some things that I read in the spell description, but Henrik didn't actually. Oh, I did a hidden. Josh, I rolled my perception check privately. I didn't mean to. Oh, I get a hero point. Oh, this would have been a good check to get a really nice perception on. Well, oh, yikes. Oh my God. Or wait. We're sending a glowing beacon out. Is that something? Could I use my very high athletics to absolutely huck the thing? Is that stupid? Is it Where are my skills? Here they are.
Ooh.
Are there any tags we should know about this will save? Is that zealous conviction mental? Oh, I rolled poorly. Zero help. I knew it. I knew we had it in us. Stupid. Sure. Well, it's a good thing that Vesper didn't tear a very good hole in reality and it just closed right back up. That was convenient. I mean, these are our clones in these coffins, right? So maybe it's our office? You can't. Haven't we been talking to Saran for months? I don't have a phone. Well, so here's what's going to happen. Vesper altered the protocols of the 13th realm. And now he's not here anymore to uphold those changes. So we should probably get back and try to talk to the playwright and see what they're up to. I'm just a little nervous about what might unfold in the next couple hours. Well, I could spend 10 minutes and give us a little, you know. All right. I'll spend 10 minutes to treat wounds. All right, everybody gets 77 hit points, and also this removes the wounded condition. That can't be said for everyone. Is it very slow to load? The inhabitant of that house is actually my campaign four character. Oh, how's your Louisiana accent, Josh? So, if you know what happened, then you know that we need to speak to the playwright. Because we have no idea what's going on at the 13th realm now. Oh, I'm gonna make a perception check as well, but I'm gonna do the one that observes his personage. No, it's the thing from the third eye. Oh, I did it private again. How do I turn that off? Yeah, and also something about conditions or. Well, let's give him 1 minute. Well, I think he might have saved the planet, so it's okay. I don't know what that thing was that was coming. That was freaky as hell. I think that, no, I think this is fine. And don't forget that it was screaming. Maybe that was the Watcher. Because it could have had 1,000 eyes with all those bodies. I don't think that would be enough eyes. Oh, he's a lap dog. Because it's formless. Well, he's still got his own free will. True. He's also one of the more powerful beings in the universe now, question mark. Good thing he's an altruist. Yes. What will you do? Your protocols still exist. What can you tell us about the status of Althane as far as your procedures go? Right. I have in my notes that the Crystal Point Lattice is working with the Darth Bramble. In addition, you said you might send something to repair the four non-operational stations. Who would that be? Yeah, perhaps tomorrow. one last, well, maybe not one last question, but you mentioned that there are 20-something people of interest that could possibly be successful in the next century. If you were to reduce that to the next decade, is there a different number of people? Are you willing to share who this sixth person is? Oh, all right, yeah. That may be something of interest. Oh. Oh my God. Wow. So stupid. Is that your intent? You want to talk to Udon. Now, I have written down that Udon's goals are destroy the Feep, reclaim 13th Realm, and resume Cycle Project. I got it. Yeah. I'm happy. In theory, what Udon actually wanted was to get the project back up and running, which he can now do without resetting this cycle. No, I don't. What I'm saying is, I don't think he's going to imminently destroy this cycle. That's correct, yes. You are saying that an assault on the 13th realm will cause them to trigger a cycle reset. He might already have gone up there. So you want to remove him from here as well. Yeah. I've never fought a Caith before. Yeah, so he's the leader of this nation. He was like somehow a devotee of the Feep that was not very well stapled to the standard time stream. Now, I'm not a wizard, but that's kind of what I was able to grasp. How'd I do? Perhaps. I don't. No. I don't know if. Yeah. I don't have a better idea, so. Let's do it. He would love to be in power. I'm sure. Right. So that's why you heard me stuttering before, because I don't love the idea. Now, just a little point of clarification there. I don't think killing Udan would make the 13th realm very happy. Weren't we able to ping to Udan? Many. So, and we already know that the playwright tried to ping the lattice already, which means I assume the playwright tried to ping everything that's pingable. We could go to Udon and say, hey, we did it. Let's go to the 13th realm and figure it out up there. I think our only hope in terms of making them willingly change their protocols would be to dump the memories of the original Sundom crew and then hit them with the argument that the Sundom is like gone, nothing left, and that their best bet is to serve, you know, I mean, oh, because I can just juice somebody up continually. So we have to make them come to the logical conclusion that we have a better way of performing their experiment than their current protocols. Well, I don't know. But just to take one step back, Udon is one thing. I don't believe the playwright is a zealot. The playwright's a computer. I think the playwright could be convinced. I can't speak for Udon, but. Well, we haven't been there. I mean, there's a chance that they keep a Sundom soul around up there. Do we know, like, absolutely that that is true or false? I don't think we do. But we won't know that till we get there. Well, I just think that I feel like there's a difference between the people of the Sundom and like the playwright and the 13th realm. And I think that the power of the 13th realm can be rearranged and used. Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, and theoretically, their argument could be if we just keep iterating, it will work. To which we could say that they iterated so many times that by random chance, it almost all came crashing down in an incredibly unlikely way, so that they tried enough times. was horrible word choice, yeah. Now, I do have to take the divinity willingly. We don't need to mention that, I guess, but like the person has to want. No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it. I just want us all to keep that in mind, that that's how it works. And I forget, we might have covered this already. This is more of a question for Josh. There is divinity in like materials like the Eternalis. Can I grab at that or no? Yeah. No, it's pronounced totally differently, so it. All right. Do you think we could just talk into the air outside of the playwright would? Yeah, could you also maybe talk on the fact that they've seen deterioration over time of their systems? I don't. How good of an athlete I am. There's not enough rope on this 13th realm.
I don't even know how you guys get to 41 base. I see. It'll make me stronger. Right, the people on the realm. I have a Josh question. Is he aware that the rest of the Sundom has fallen? Someone knew and was like, I don't really care. I forget if that was. Okay. Kind of showing our hand with that one. I think I do. I don't remember what was. Oh, is this the secret box? Ooh. Sweet. I got a 51. And I'm a juggernaut. He might have made the gate for himself, and we were just there. It was a really big gate. We are not that tall. Well, Tech is foremost. I meant formless in the yeah. Hell. It's never held us. It I can't be contained. I cannot be contained. Yeah. Now, if we needle the deep and kill him, is his body still around for the 13th realm to use? Is that how that works? Yeah. Let's go. Where does the energy go? Whoa.
It's too late. Well, no, we don't have the echo fragment. That's fair. Mine was Harvest. Just add it. You don't need to swap anything. Just add. Well, now I have a question because when I made it, when we made the three and we asked you, we were like, Josh, did we make any Thessians that you already made? And you said that I came close. Well, a lot of the little ones on the outside are different creatures. At the
What is fallow?
Oh.
That's leitmotif. Yeah, he's an idiot. How would he know that?
I did too. I did too. Well, but that is because like the dude that there was a dude in there. Wasn't there a dude in there? Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy. Craig is still recording, so we don't need to decide what the gender of supremacy is. You know who's not on here? Mephistopheles. Oh, that's fair. Might as well.